Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning.
I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky.
You are too.
It's garage sale time.
It's everywhere.
Every neighborhood within a 6-mile period, they all have signs that say, garage sale.
That seems like we're making it an absolute, but literally, I feel like all the neighborhoods that we passed in the last couple of days have had a sign up that says, garage sale this weekend.
Yeah, if you're looking to go thrifting, which someone just challenged us to go thrifting on our morning coffee.
They did. They said they had a great time last weekend with their daughter out thrifting.
Okay, here's the thing, is for the last couple months, I've been saying we need to go through the house and we need to do
some clearing out.
Clean out.
Some cleaning up.
It's time to clean out some books.
Let go of some things.
Clean out some art supplies.
Probably clean out some of the things that I hold on to in the garage.
Clean out some socks.
Yeah.
Clean out some
I know there's a lot of people going to garage sales looking for socks. some old worn out socks.
Clean out some audio equipment.
Especially some of those socks that don't have a match.
Almost all of them. And why do we keep the
I probably have the largest collection of single socks.
Why though? Why do you keep it?
Because I'm waiting for the other one to show
up. But it never does. Where do the socks go?
Where have all the old socks gone?
Okay, yeah, I think I know what song you were singing. Somewhere that tune is there.
I think it's the romantic in me just knows that match is still out there looking.
It has a soulmate.
It does.
Wait, no, seriously, where do the matching socks go?
And that's what bothers my soul, is I know that it's out there, and I just don't want to be the person that gives up on that match.
let's walk through the path, because we take them off your feet together.
Well, I take them off my feet together.
And you usually throw them on the floor together.
Yes, and then one of us puts them in the hamper.
Usually Jana. I put them in the hamper together.
And then one of us takes them to the washing machine.
Which is usually split. Usually do that 50-50.
I assume that they go from the washing machine into the dryer together.
I know. But we don't check. We usually just assume, you know, like you...
Nobody can go... I guess you could, theoretically, go through all the load... And from the washer and just count and say, all right, do all the socks, is everything got its match?
Maybe we should pin them together.
Maybe we should put them in a little laundry bag. I think that's why laundry bags were made, is for your delicates, like socks, underwear, pairs of things. Ugh. I don't know.
Then it feels like the delicate bag gets dirty.
Well, the point of this is that there's a garage sales, and it is time to look at what are some of the things that we do hold on to
that are no longer serving
that
us.
That don't serve us, because there's other things other than just what's sitting around the house taking up space.
But we don't want to let go. That's the problem.
That's the problem. But when we don't let go, we don't have room for opportunity. And we don't have room for, I mean, real estate is the most valuable thing that is available for opportunity. And it's space in the house is valuable. It just says, hey, look, we love an open floor plan. Mm-hmm. And if we fill it full of things, mm-hmm. then there's no walking room. There's no room to enjoy the space that we've created for ourselves.
Why is it so hard to let go? Let's think about this. Is it because we attach...
Meaning,
stories, love. I think we attach love to the things that we have.
Well, listen to me about my socks. Like, the socks really don't have an emotional anything.
They're just objects.
And I've attached this relational meaning to them.
I mean, it's kind of like Toy Story.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Toy Story?
Yeah. It makes me cry.
I never thought Toy Story 3, I think it was Toy Story 3, the one where he goes off to college and those toys have to go to Goodwill. Oh my gosh. I started blubbering.
That's funny.
To the point where I'm like, I don't know if I can finish watching this movie. That
it pulls
just about
at the emotional heartstrings.
That just about tore me up. And I know, like right now, my parents are actually cleaning out my childhood home.
They're moving.
And that has been, I mean, that's been a lifetime of memories, and it has been really hard emotionally to go through.
Yeah, and whenever we move, oftentimes we'll move and we'll have boxes that we move with us, and things will sit in a box until we move again.
For years.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
And it's just the memories, it's the meanings that we put on the things in the box that we may never even look at again, but just knowing they're there.
I know even my CDs. Now, DVDs I let go of pretty easily because I can still get my movies on...
Elsewhere,
yes. So I let go of my DVDs pretty... I think I kept maybe 2 or 3 DVDs. But my CDs, for some reason, those at that time in my life, I would get in my car. I was driving back and forth from college, and it was putting a CD in the disc player and listening, and I attach emotions to those. And I know that I can get music elsewhere, but for some reason, my CDs, I can't throw away.
And you had a marker that you would write on the outside of the CD. Like, I love Johnny.
No,
I love...
I didn't do that. But I do know that...
Your mixed CD.
I do know that I have a bunch of CDs. I'm like, where did I even get this CD? And I feel like somehow I got... I think maybe I went to a party and I don't know if I stole it. I hope I didn't steal it. But I ended up with someone's... You know how we would have those jackets full of CDs, and I ended up with someone else's jacket of CDs, and
somebody could have just left it in the car.
Yeah, maybe that's a better story.
That's road trip.
Yeah, let's go with that one because I don't want to think of myself as a thief.
Road trip to Mexico.
But I can tell you exactly which CDs were mine, the ones that I bought, and which ones were. Just, oh, that's a random one that someone else left.
Yeah.
It's so crazy, though, how we attach stories, emotions, memories to things, to objects.
Yeah. And you can't take it with you, but you hold it with you through way longer than the value of it. Like, if we put the value on it when we get it, and we get the value out of it, it's a lot easier to let it go.
Well, then there's some things that are, I don't know why we hold on to them, like a cupcake pan. Do you know what I'm saying? Or I know that like there's a few things in our pantry where I think, why are we holding on to this? We went through a phase where we were holding a lot of parties. We have not held a lot of parties. There's this maybe hope in the future that we will do that again. And so we've been holding on to bins of things. However,
or a dozen vases, rose vases.
Right?
Like, do we need a dozen or do we need two or one?
We need one or two. But then someone says, you know, we get roses or flowers and...
But even if we, even when I go and buy a couple, like a dozen or a bunch of cut flowers, all I need is the one vase. And maybe a second just to change up the style.
Yeah, but then when you buy a professional thing of flowers,
it's going to come with a new one.
It comes with a new vase. Yeah. And so then we just don't take the time to recycle or take the vases back to the place.
Or give it away. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then they accumulate. That's how that happens.
We allow things to accumulate. And we also allow thoughts to accumulate. And some things we just hold on to and we hope and we think we're going to use it again later. And then we don't remember that we have some things and we rebuy or we reaccumulate. And I have a huge, I don't look at it as a problem, but it is a problem. Like when I talk about it out loud.
You have a problem with paper.
Oh my gosh.
You accumulate.
I love to reprint.
Paper.
And I will reprint sometimes the same thing. And I notice this because I do a clean out about every 6 months.
And then you can never find what you're looking for.
I don't know if that's 100% true.
Okay, well, I can never find I can never find what I'm looking for in your
right.
piles.
Because it's and that's frustrating, I know. And if I'm not readily available to get what we're looking for, mm-hmm. and we work together, because I'm not a great filer. Like, I'm not the organized one.
And then when you do file things, you have
an
Jason
awkward,
only understands file system.
Yeah. It's not
it
alphabetical.
It's not the Dewey Decimal System.
It's not the Dewey Decimal System. It's not alphabetical. It's this awkward idea of how things might go together.
It's
in Jason world.
Jason only understands.
It's how a squirrel might file things. Or it's how a squirrel and a dog might get together and file things. They might be the same shape.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, and that's what makes you great.
But it works for me.
That's what makes you fabulous.
What's really weird is I can come into my pile and I will know exactly where things are as long as it hasn't moved from where I put it.
But I go in and I'm like, I'm going
to move this. This has to be straightened up. Like all these papers need to be tucked together and I'll have things just turned a little bit. Not neat.
Okay, so here's the thing. Garage sales. I didn't realize, I've been saying, when is the next garage sale? When is the next garage sale? And I've been seeing signs all over on every other neighborhood. I didn't realize our neighborhood was having one this weekend.
Yeah, for some reason, we have foregone the signs in the two entrances.
I haven't seen a sign.
We have not put up the signs, and it's this weekend. And we will be
keynoting. I'm going to be having a keynote
another city.
So I don't believe that I'm going to be able to put things out.
Yes, we get to keep all of our things for another 6 months.
And I'm actually thinking about just putting things out on a table and saying, hey, pay what you think is worth.
I think
and
that's
put it
a
in the bucket.
Fantastic idea.
Do you think there would be money in the bucket when we got home?
I think there will be one smart person that will come at the end and be like, I'm going to buy that bucket full of cash.
Like, how much do you think they would pay?
However much is in the bucket, they'll probably leave a dollar for the bucket and take the whole bucket.
Because that's how garage sales work. They always want to pay a dollar, no matter what it's worth. I'm like, but wait, I paid $50 for that.
There's $25 in the bucket.
I'll pay you a dollar.
I'll give you a quarter. There was no one here to negotiate up. I thought it was worth a quarter, had $25 in it. Inflation. It was used money.
Used money.
What am I going to do with it?
Used money. Oh my gosh.
That's
how it works.
The bucket had a nick in it.
You know, that's that. Okay, one last thing, and then we're going to close this out. But that has deterred me. Deterred. That's a weird word, right?
Yeah, it sounds like what I do to my rear end.
That is what has deterred me from.
Say it again.
Doing garage sales is because I sometimes come away feeling like I got ripped off at my own garage sale.
That's why we have to get the value out of our things up front. When we buy it,
yes.
Get the value out of it.
Get the value.
When you buy your clothes, wear them, enjoy them, love them, like feel good in them while you're wearing them for that first time, the second time, and then know.
It's just added value.
Know in your heart that, hey, I wore this. I loved it. It made me feel wonderful. I got my value out of this. If it goes away tomorrow, it was worth it.
And if someone else can enjoy it, that is even a bonus.
Yes. And then, so now you can just deter your house.
No. Say it again. Thanks for joining us.
Keep living lucky.
Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.